Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Deuteronomy 28, this is how you are supposed to talk. It'll come to pass, verse 1 of 28, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all His commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Somebody say, I'm going to follow God. I'm listening to God. I'm obeying God. I'm doing what He told me to do. And blessings come on me and overtake me. Who's got time to talk about curses? That's for somebody else. Verse 3, come on. Come on. This is how you talk. This is how you think. This is you. This is you. Blessed shall you be in the city. And blessed. Every time you see blessed or blessed, you say it out loud with me now. Let's back up to verse 3. Back up to verse 2. And all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city. And blessed shall you be in the field. Verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind and the flocks of your sheep. Now stop. What's he saying? Blessed will be the fruit of your body. Blessed will be the fruit of your ground. Blessed will be the fruit of your cattle. Blessed will be the increase of your kind. Blessed will be the flocks of your sheep. Is that what he's saying? Blessed. 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 Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and... In other words, blessed shall be your store. Blessed, verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you go out. Who wants to talk about the devil and curses when you can talk about this, when you can shout about this? The curse is not ours. We've been redeemed from the curse. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. So you ought to talk about it in the morning. You ought to talk about it at lunchtime. Blessed. 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 Couldn't say it too much. Blessed. Keep reading. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. And they that come out against you one way, they'll flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing on you, in your storehouses, plural. And what? The Lord will command the blessing in all that you set your hand to. And He shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Blessed. Blessed. Keep reading, that's not all. The Lord will establish you a holy people to Himself, as He sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. And all the people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Well, how does being broke work with that? Huh? How does being poor all your life work with this? Plenteous in what? Well now, Brother Keith, that's just spiritual blessings. Can you read? Plenteous in what?
Goods.
What's goods?
Stuff.
Plenty of goods. Plenteous. The Lord will make you why? Because the blessing's on you. Stuff just comes to you. Stuff comes to you. Money comes to you. Blessings, you are a good stuff magnet. Good things happen to you. Good stuff comes to you. It just comes and comes and comes. Why? Because the Lord has commanded the blessing on you and in your storehouses to make you plenteous in goods. Whew. Keep reading. In the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cows, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your father. Now see, let's don't skip all that. When he says and, you have to back up and hook it to the statement. What does that mean? Plenteous in goods, and then what? Plenteous the fruit of your body, plenteous in the fruit of your cows, plenteous in the fruit of your ground. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in his season, and to what?
Bless
all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. So you don't need to borrow when you've got so much, all your stuff is paid, and you can loan to other people. That's blessed. When you can't do anything except you borrow for it and you owe everybody in the country, is that being blessed?
No.
It's not. The full blessing is not on you till you got everything paid for and you got enough to loan to somebody else.
Amen.
And you don't need to borrow.
Amen.
That sounds almost too good to be true to a lot of people. They're like, well, now, Brother Keith, we have to live in the real world. Well, you stay in that one if you want to. But here's one here that I believe we could live in. And this is more real than what you feel and see. And if God said this is the way it can be and supposed to be, then I identify with it and I volunteer for it. How about you? Would you say, here am I, Lord. Bless me. I'll live it. Now, the first step toward it, you may think we've, you know, gone around and around this, but listen, some very valuable things have already come out tonight. What can I do? After all the shouting is done, what do I do to start this in my life? The Lord's already told us. Quit talking the curse. Don't talk poor talk. Don't talk broke talk. Don't talk sick talk. Don't talk about what you don't have. Don't talk about who you don't know. Don't talk about what you can't do. That's curse talk. Right? Well, we just don't have enough money, Brother Keith. And you never will talking like that. You got to change it and talk by faith and begin to say, oh, we're so blessed. We always have plenty to pay every bill and we always have money left over. You got to say it when it wasn't true the last 6 months in a row. You got to say it by faith. You got to say it when you ran out before you got your next check. You got to stand up by faith and look at those bills and say, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I am the blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
And I don't run out.
Amen.
I'm plenteous in everything I need. And I always have more than enough.
Amen.
And God's bringing me out of debt.
Amen.
He's taking me from owing to owning. He's taking me from borrowing to lending. You got to say it when it looks impossible. It feels impossible. That's what faith is all about. If you could feel it and see it all the time, everybody would be doing it. Boy, some people in this place are getting this. I tell you what. Look out, look out. Verse 13. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only. Only above. And you shall not be beneath. Glory to God. Have you been saying that lately? The Lord makes me the head. What does that mean? That means you started working there and in a few years you own it. Are things like that? You started in a thing and then you got your own. Right? You had one, now you got three. And instead of being, you know, God wants people that don't have to ask four other people if they can do something all the time.
Right.
Brother Kenneth Copeland, he said the Lord told him one time, he said, because he was believing for some things and some aircraft. And of course, people just, you know, they've been that way for years, giving him a lot of static about him having an aircraft. and especially a big one and, expensive one, cost money to operate. And he said, the Lord told him, he said, if I tell you, Kenneth, to get up and be in China tomorrow, I don't want you to have to ask anybody, can you go? Well, they're going all over the world right now in their big aircraft. Hallelujah. And they're close to this new one. Hallelujah. And they didn't have to ask anybody. Well, you qualify for this same kind of thing. Right? God wants to bring you to a level of ability and financial freedom. Oh, come on now. Somebody thinks it's too late. It ain't too late to be blessed. It ain't too late to get free now. God wants to bring you and me to a place of freedom. Did you hear me? Where if he tells us to do something, we can do it. He tells us to give it away. We don't have to go ask the bank. The bank don't own it. We own it. Right? He tells us to go do something. We can do it. We can be gone tomorrow. Stay gone 6 months if we want to. See, most people cannot do that. Right? They do not have that kind of freedom and ability. God's got to have some people that can do this, though. Amen. To move to and fro in the earth and get the job done. Amen. It takes ability. Yeah. Takes strength. Takes money. Do you have any word to stand on? Yeah. Oh, come on. Read it again. Read it again. What's the Lord going to do? He will make you the head and not the tail. See, the tail has got to ask the head.
Right.
But the head tells the tail. Right? The tail don't tell the head what to do. The head tells the tail. Ooh, glory to God. He will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only. You'll not be beneath if you hearken to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. Can you hear the central theme of that passage? What is the central theme of that passage? You obey God and what? You are going to be blessed. How many know he could have said, you'll be blessed. But he didn't say it. What's the Holy Ghost saying? You'll be blessed when you go out. Blessed when you come in. Blessed what you put your hand to. Storehouses blessed. I'm going to command the blessing on you. This is supposed to get in our spirit. Blessed. 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 Can you see it? Blessed. 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 Who are you? Blessed. Or to get in you so strong it just comes out of your mouth. Blessed. Blessed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004C. That's R-1004C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.